I feel like I start a lot of second date updates off this way, but when you're going to joke with a date, it's all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And appropriateness.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're out on a date and the girl's like, oh, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather today, probably a bad time to go, well, I'm a gynecologist. I could help you out later after we eat.
Oh, my God. That's so gross. And it's been said before.
Oh, no.
That's the sad part.
I have no idea. But Kurt thinks that a bad joke might have ruined his chances at a second date with a girl named Angie. What's up, Kurt? How are you?
Hey, very good, guys. How are you?
God, was your joke as bad as the one Jubal just said?
Timing-wise, probably a little bit worse.
Oh, my God. Wow. What did you say?
We'll get to that in just a second. First, tell us about Angie. Where'd you meet her?
So we actually met on Bumble.
Okay.
Nice.
That means she chose you.
She did.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like guys would go in with a lot more confidence knowing that they've been picked first, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's way different than Tinder.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's probably contributed to the poor choice of joking. I don't
know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got too comfortable too quick.
Before you tell us about the joke, tell us about the start of the evening with her. How was everything?
It was just kind of weird right off the bat, you know, because online we were texting each other back and forth, just a lot of joking mostly. Then on like the day of the date, when I picked her up, she just kind of just didn't seem like she was in a good mood at first.
Okay, so you started off thinking like, ooh, maybe something else happened. She's not feeling this.
Yeah, like, you know, obviously we had never been out or anything. So I didn't really know her that well. So this may have just been how she acted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I asked her a few times, like, if she was okay. And she just never seemed like she wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So what'd you guys do?
We went to dinner.
Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Did she open up more at dinner or still kind of the same?
She was still pretty much the same. Towards the end of dinner, though, was when she kind of, like, let me know what was going on.
What was going on?
So, it was really sad. Like, her grandmother actually passed away, within a week of us going out, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
So she's probably not getting a big settlement, so she was upset.
What? No! Jubal! Oh, my God. She obviously really liked you if she thought, like, man, I'd still want to go on this date. You
maybe
know,
this will cheer me up.
Exactly. Maybe this is the silver lining that I need this week.
Did she mention anything about the settlement?
No, Jubal.
Yeah, there was no talk of like any settlement or like a will or anything, thank God.
Yeah, I would hope not.
But that's a real bummer. How did you respond when she told you that?
Well, I mean, this is kind of where I think I messed up. So my grandfather had actually passed away a couple months before. And, you know, I was kind of telling her, like, I totally understand. You know, I was like, my grandfather actually passed away recently. You know, and obviously it's, you know, really tough. I was like, you know, but maybe we could get my grandmother, who is still alive, to hang out with your grandfather, who's still alive.
So you took the opportunity to try to hook up your grandparents.
And
how did she take that?
Well, she didn't really say anything at first, and then, you know, she kind of started to, like, look around, so I quickly let her know, like, hey, I'm just joking, I'm just, trying to make you feel a little bit better, and yeah, that was pretty much...
Yeah.
The end of the funness of the date.
Especially because, jokes are supposed to be funny, and that's not even really funny.
Yeah, I know. It was really bad timing on my part, and I wasn't thinking. I was just trying to make the situation a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I could see, if you apologize, that she should understand.
I don't know, Kurt. I thought it was hilarious. So.
Yeah.
So how did everything end then after that?
Well, pretty much it ended very... shortly after that joke, she was like, yeah, I was, you know, she just said she was kind of ready to go back to her house. And I took her back. I didn't try making any moves or
good.
I didn't try, you know, obviously, you know, kissing her or anything. I wanted to stay respectful, you know, because I really did like her outside of that crappy joke that I made. You know, she was really nice.
Have you talked to her at all since?
No, I haven't. She hasn't called me back.
Okay. I just feel like, I mean, people say awkward things in awkward moments on a date. I feel like what you said, though not funny, forgivable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I was trying to be lighthearted about it, but it obviously was maybe a little too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Yeah, she hasn't called me back. And it's kind of like surprising, too, because, I mean, usually girls call me back. Like, I'm kind of like a part-time model. So, you know, even if girls don't like me, they generally will... you know, reach back out to hook up or something.
Because you're attractive.
You're hot, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, all right.
We know.
actually.
At the very least, we can get her on the phone and see if you can apologize for your joke and try to get a second date.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully she's down to go back out with me. Like I said, I really liked her and I felt like we connected. I just, you know, I made a joke.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and get your second date update. All right.
All right, guys.
Okay. Hang on.